The death of a young man in DT. This past weekend highlights the dire need for up-to-date communication services, says the nation's chief. There's no cell service at the DT. First Nation, which is in a remote area on the west side of Vancouver Island, other than one TELUS Picocell hotspot, Chief Counselor Judy Thomas said via her cell phone while in Port Alberni on Wednesday. The hotspot is at the community hall, where people can call for emergency help, but it has a limited radius, she said. The other option in case of emergency is to run to the nearest house in hopes of getting access to the internet, which may not be available, she said. Shocking, isn't it? Thomas said Nation members and RCMP knocked on doors Saturday to notify residents about the death. Another local man has since been charged with first-degree murder. After Lake Cowichan RCMP Sergeant Lita Watson reached Thomas on her cell phone in Port Alberni on Saturday, Thomas put out messages to the nation using social media. Emergency responders, health services, and leadership were unable to coordinate efficiently due to the lack of cellular service and the instability of the existing 500 megabytes internet connection, Thomas said. This gap in connectivity not only affected emergency response but also compromised the well-being of community members and the support services they rely on in crisis situations. When an ambulance arrives at the nation, it must be met by locals and guided to its destination, she said. This incident underscores the urgent need for reliable, high-speed internet and cellular connectivity in our community. Safety, health and well-being of the nation's members and visitors are being compromised due to outdated and unstable digital infrastructure, Thomas said. Internet service is provided via fiber optics from Ubu up to the top of a mountain, partway to DT. Where it connects to a microwave dish that bounces the signal to the community, Thomas said. In the wake of the death, emergency responders and counselors arrived in the community on the weekend, Thomas said, adding, I don't think we are out of crisis response yet. DT. Has just 56 houses, with fewer than 250 people living on the reserve at the north end of DT. Lake. The nation has about 770 registered members, Thomas said. The nation is calling on the Provincial Ministry of Citizen Services, TELUS and the federal government to fulfill their commitments to bridging the digital divide in First Nations communities by ensuring reliable, high-speed internet and cellular service in DT. Traditional territory, Thomas said. It is critically underserved, despite federal pledges to provide high-speed internet, she said. The nation needs improved service for reasons beyond emergencies, it says. It's ready to implement cloud-based accounting and payroll services, Thomas said, but the lack of reliable connectivity is hindering the community's progress and success. Our First Nation is ready to advance and grow, but we need the digital tools to do so. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. ![. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.